Florida lawmakers kicking off the 2016 session on Tuesday are hoping to avoid the chaos of 2015, when the House and Senate had a tough time agreeing on anything. State Senator Don Gates, who's term limited and serving in his final session, spoke recently with WUWF's Dave Dunwoody on a number of issues.
This is your last legislative session, your term limited, and I understand you want to beef up the state's ethics laws at the local level before you leave.
I do. I'm very pleased that thanks to the cooperation of then-Speaker Will Weatherford, we were able to pass what even Governor Askew at the time called the most sweeping ethics reforms in the state's history in 38 years when I was Senate President 2 years ago. But now it's time to bring those ethics reforms home to local government as well. Senate Bill 686 and Senate Bill 582 would apply ethics laws more directly and distinctly to local government, dealing with bid rigging, bid splitting, bribery, addressing what the statewide grand jury called a multimillion dollar corruption tax that we have taxpayers have to pay because sometimes, sadly, some local officials get in bed with, so to speak, contractors, and as a result, the costs of contracts, whether it's for construction or some other service, go up, and we taxpayers get stuck with the bill. So we want to address that, eliminate it.
Another issue is extending EDAY, the Economic Development Ad Valorem Tax Exemptions Program, which is tied to enterprise zones. You've been quoted as saying changing the law would be a heavy lift.
It will be a heavy lift. That's because the state's chief economist has indicated that the enterprise zone program really was not a good return on investment for the taxpayers. There were some places that probably worked, but a lot of places where there wasn't a whole lot of evidence that it worked well. And so as a consequence, there was very little interest to continue the enterprise zone program. And so to go back and resuscitate the program, I think would be a heavy lift. Possible, but difficult.
Now, in the area of education, you're also sponsoring a measure which would expand the Personal Learning Scholarship Program.
It is a measure which is not only important in public policy, but I believe it's important morally. It's challenging if you have an intellectual disability to fit into the mold of training and education that exists in a conventional way. What we've done is to put in place in the budget permanently a personal learning scholarship account so that a family who has a child who has Down syndrome or autism or some other condition of that kind is able to get a $10,000 lifetime scholarship, and that benefit, that scholarship, can be used for education, but the money can also be used for therapeutic services, because what we've learned is that the earlier that there's an understanding and an intervention in these situations, the more that can be done to help the family and also to help the person who might be on the autism spectrum. And then the other thing that the bill does is to provide a post-secondary opportunity.
Another one of your bills would allow open carry of guns in Florida. Given the recent mass shootings and subsequent debates, does this bill have a chance in 2016?
I think it does. The very unfortunate and criminal cases that you've alluded to, sadly, had nothing to do with people lawfully able to bear arms. And our bill would not expand the kind of people who could have guns or the places where people could carry guns. Instead, Florida would become the 45th state that would allow open carry. According to the Federal Justice Department, in the states that have open carry, there's actually less violent crime. I'm not trying to say that open carry causes a reduction in violent crime, but I am saying that there is no empirical evidence that open carry causes crime or causes danger or causes any kind of difficulty. And of course, private property rights are still respected.
Governor Scott will deliver the State of the State address at the start of the session. What would you like to hear from him in that address?
I hope that we'll hear from the governor that he wants to stay the course of continued job growth in our state. Florida has added 1 million private sector jobs. We're putting money in economic development into areas that actually promote job growth. We're demanding that people perform on economic incentives and that they produce the jobs they're promising before they get economic development of assistance. That's the Rick Scott way. And I hope he'll propose, and believe he will, additional tax cuts.
What lies in store for Don Gates after you leave office?
Well, I've been waiting around for the University of Florida to call me to be their kicker, but even the Gators aren't that desperate. I'm not a candidate for any other office. In my last year in the Florida Senate, I just want to be the best senator for Northwest Florida. We'll let the next years after that take care of themselves.
Senator Gates, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.